みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to the All About Japanese series at JapanesePod101.com, where you'll learn all about Japanese in Japan, such as the writing system, grammar and pronunciation, as well as Japanese traditions, culture, and society in a fun and educational format. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
All About Japanese Lesson 5.Top 5 Must-Know Japanese Phrases. Welcome back to JapanesePod101.com, the place to learn and love Japanese. In this lesson, we're taking years of experience in Japan and boiling it down to a few essential phrases that are a great place to start in Japanese.
In this lesson, we'll introduce you to 5 phrases that will help you every day.
Yes, words and phrases you'll be really glad you learned. We'll teach you not only the phrases, but more importantly,when and where to use them.
Let's listen to the first phrase.
I'm sorry, excuse me, or thank you.
すみません。すみませんすみません
すみませんすみませんすみません
It's a good phrase to use. Say if you are trying to make your way through a crowd or something.
If you ever visit Tokyo, or in English, Tokyo, you should keep this word in the forefront of your brain because you might need it when you're trying to navigate your way through all of the people.
You can use it to get someone's attention.
Like to call a waiter over to a restaurant, get attention of a shop clerk, get the attention of a passerby you want to ask a question to. And what's really nice about it is...It kind of acts as a double for the phrase thank you in some situations.
Oh yeah, that's true.
If someone does something for you or gets you something, you can say
すみません。
And in this case, it will mean thank you. It's kind of like you're partly apologizing for the trouble they went through to help you.
Right. I think that's a very good way to explain it.
When you use it to say thank you, it's almost like a mix between thanking and apologizing. It's quite a humble phrase.
The correct pronunciation is すみません, but you might hear some people pronounce it like すいません. Some people leave out the M sound.
Yeah, you hear this quite a lot.
すいません. It's quite common in spoken Japanese now, but the correct way to say it is すみません. So we recommend that.
Can we hear it again?
すみません.
So this expression has 3 uses.One, to apologize if you accidentally bump into someone or you make a mistake. Two, to get someone's attention, such as a waiter or a person you want to ask a question to. And three, thank you. So this is an absolutely phenomenal, versatile phrase that you should memorize now. Commit it to memory now.
Okay, what's next?
Thanks. Hi.
どうも。どうもどうも
どうもどうもどうも
どうも
This is another amazing phrase. Much like すみません, it's very versatile. I actually call this one the Swiss Army knife of Japanese linguistics because it's the perfect phrase for you to get through your journey.You'll actually hear this word combined with a lot of other phrases, but it's also used on its own a lot. Domo is like a simple and easy way to say thank you or hello.
It's like light-hearted hi or hey in English.
So, for example, if you're being introduced to friends of friends or something like that, you can use
Domo
as a greeting, meaning hi.
Right.In situations where you are not required to be so formal, domo is a convenient phrase to use.
It can also be used for thank you, right?
Right.
I hear people using it to shop clerks and other people.
Yeah, I think I often use it to people working at stores. Domo.
So if you remember one phrase, just one, I think this one is the best to remember. Because if you're in Japan and you get something, you're going to want to say thank you a lot.
Right. In that case, you should say どうも.
And if you meet somebody, it's a great way to say hi.
どうも.
So this is a high-frequency phrase that you can go a long way with.
Okay, on to the next phrase.
Go ahead. Here you are.
どうぞ. どうぞ. どうぞ.
どうぞ. どうぞ. どうぞ.
So, どうも is thanks or hi, and どうぞ means go ahead.
These words sound almost the same, so be careful.
You can use どうぞ when you're offering something to someone.
For example, if you've brought someone an omiyage or a souvenir and you're presenting it to them, you're about to pass it to them, you can say
どうぞ.
Or if you're sitting at a table and you ask someone to pass the chopsticks or the soy sauce or the wasabi,
they might say どうぞ.
Here you are. And then you can use the previous phrase.
どうも.
Thank you. So this is a phrase you'll use when you give something and you'll hear when you get something. Please, here you go.
Or like if you open the door for someone, you would say どうぞ.
Implying that please go ahead of you. So I think a good translation for this is go ahead. Anytime you want someone else to go ahead, you can use this word. So someone's handing you the chopsticks, they'll say
どうぞ.
Go ahead, take them. Or if two people in an elevator, and which one's going to go out first?
どうぞ.
Go ahead, go first.
On to the next phrase.
Please.
お願いします. お願いします. お願いします.
お願いします. お願いします.
Okay, this is a big one. You hear this one all the time. The nuance of this phrase varies a little bit depending on the situation, but I think the underlying message is always the same.
Please.
Please.
You can ask for a tangible object by adding お願いします to the item. For example, コーヒーお願いします.
Which means coffee, please. It's a pretty easy way to ask for something.
Menu お願いします.
Menu, please. You'll find that this expression is used a lot to ask for favors or to make requests of other people. And a lot of times, it can be translated as thanks in advance.
That's a good translation.
Menu お願いします. Menu, thanks in advance. Now, in English, that sounds forward and a little bit rude, but in Japanese, think of the complete opposite meaning. It's a very humble expression that is super polite, and it's a very, very nice way of asking for something or someone to do something for you. What you need to notice about this phrase is that it's contextual, so the meaning can change depending upon the context. We'll explain more later, but when asking for something or someone to do something for you, it has the meaning of please.
Okay, on to the next expression.
Yes, right.
Hai. Hai. Hai.
Hai. Hai. Hai.
The shortest phrase of them all.
Hai. Right.
Now, hai usually means yes or right. In some situations, it means here you go. And while technically this word does mean yes, there is something important to keep in mind. It doesn't always mean yes.
That sounds like it could be confusing.
It is confusing, but I think we have this in every language. Allow us to explain. If you're answering a yes-no question, then hai means yes. Japanese people, however, use the word
hai
a lot just to show that they're listening to and following what you're saying. In that case, it functions as a filler word.
Hai. I mean, yes.
Now, Japanese have a lot of these words, and they're called aizuchi.
Interjection?
Exactly. And what they show is that the listener is listening and keeping up with the conversation. And hai is one of these.
The one thing you have to realize is that just because they are saying hi doesn't mean they are agreeing with everything you're saying.
They're simply acknowledging they're listening.
Right. I think in business situations, this could cause some misunderstandings.
That's right. So please just try and keep this in mind. This idea of aizuchi, like the fact that when one person's speaking, another person is interjecting. It's kind of like in English, yeah. But a lot of times in English, when someone's speaking, it's quite respectful to be silent and just give the stage to the person who's speaking and listen. In Japanese, that attitude is expressed with aizuchi. The fact that they're interjecting is politeness.
Mm.
To stare directly at them, not saying anything, kind of makes them wonder,
are you following me?
Exactly. So it's something you'll have to get used to, as while you're speaking, there could be aizuchi. Hai. Hai.
Hai, hai, hai. There is another way to use hai. If you use it with rising intonation, hai, it turns it into a question, like, excuse me? Or I'm sorry?
And this is really helpful. If you don't catch what someone says to you, you can use
hai
to show that you didn't catch what they said.
And then they'll repeat it for you.
And it's easy to use.
Hmm.
So remember, this other meaning for hai, you'll be very glad you did.
I think that just about does it.
So we've gone over our top five must-know phrases in Japanese. Let's recap them before we go. What did we study?
すみません.
Remember, three meanings, depending on context. Excuse me, I'm sorry, or thank you. Next.
どうも.
Two meanings. Casual hi, hello, and thanks. Next.
どうぞ.
Here you are. Go ahead, and please do something. Please take it. Please go ahead. Next.
お願いします.
Please, as in, please give me something, or please do something for me. Next.
Hai.
Yes. Right. What?
That would be hai.
Now, knowing these five phrases will take you a long, long way.
Right.
So keep those phrases in mind, and we'll see you next time.
Hai.
Don't forget to visit JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. It only takes 10 seconds, so go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.